This is The Change Show with Simon Phillips, and this week's episode is a follow-on from that one about team leadership I did last week. So this week's episode is specifically about those members of the team that only ever seem to do the bare minimum. You know the ones. We call them Jobsworth, and I'm going to explore that with you today, and we're going to think about ways of working with these Jobsworth people so that we get the best out of them. Let's get started. So welcome back. This is The Change Show with Simon Phillips. And as I said, this week's episode is all about Jobsworths. But I'm also going to look at another character you might have in your team, the stickler. Are they the same? Are they driven by the same motivations? Or is there something fundamentally different that if we understand, we can maybe get more out of one or both of them? Now, most of you will have a great team. It'll be filled with people who want to give you that discretionary effort. They'll go the extra mile. They'll work the extra hours. They'll put in more effort when you need it. Now, the reasons they do that are multiple. It might be that they have a real pride in what they do. It could be that they are great team workers and they don't want to let anybody down. Equally, it could be they're people pleasers. Be careful with that person because they're likely to work themselves to the bone and you don't want to burn people out. But as I say, most people will fall into that category. So when you find a Jobsworth, they really stick out, don't they? And that's what happened yesterday when our team member turned up, part of the team working on the extension here. And literally, he came. He did one task from a big list of things that he could have done, and he left without a word of explanation, without any discussion with anyone, without any notes being left behind, absolutely no information whatsoever as to why they had left. As a result, we did a little bit of investigation, talked to the other members of the team, and it turns out that actually doing the one task was the real priority right now, and that's what he'd done. But it left us feeling a little bit shortchanged. This person had literally done the one thing that he could have done and left to go to the other jobs on his list right now. But you can imagine our reaction. We were a little bit disgruntled, to say the least. We were a little bit upset that he'd gone without any explanation. And our perception of that individual wasn't great. However, we got over it. It wasn't a big deal. It was more just an observation that made us feel a little bit let down. But what we did, we reflected on it. So the perception, the poor idea we had about this person was a reaction. On reflection, we gave it some additional thought and we thought, what's actually sitting behind that? What's in his mind that made him act in that way? And in particular, it got me thinking about this distinction between a Jobsworth and a stickler. So a Jobsworth's going to give you the absolute minimum. This is what I'm contracted to do. I'm not going to give you any more than that. Now, of course, we all know that a contract is a broad idea about what it is that we hope you'll do in a specific time frame. Most professionals always choose to go over and above that because they know what will make a great impression. They know what will keep customers coming back and they know what will help their colleagues the most. The Jobsworth looks at a contract as if it's the be-all and end-all. I cannot do anything more than what the contract states. But it doesn't win you any friends. But it does overlap with this other person, the stickler. So let me tell you about them. You'll have heard the phrases like, he's a stickler for being on time. He's a stickler for making sure that everything's done according to the specification. So what a stickler loves are rules and regulations. They'll absolutely give you everything that was in your agreement. Whether or not they give you more is a different story to the Jobsworth person. You see, for a stickler, they'll ensure you get everything that you've agreed, and they may go further if they believe they're working in an environment where that extra effort is rewarded. You see, a stickler likes to stick to their commitments. That's both on time and quality and outputs. Everything that you've discussed between you, they will ensure is done as specified. So in many respects, a stickler can be a great person to have on your team. They'll honour their commitments and they'll ensure that everybody knows exactly where they are in the process. Whereas that Jobsworth is more likely to belt down the road as soon as they can because they've done the bare minimum. They've done something that approximates to what it is that they agreed with you, and they're going to see what they can get away with. So it's a different mindset. The Jobsworth is doing the minimum, the stickler is doing the maximum as agreed. So as long as you can be clear in your communication with a stickler, you will get great effort, you will get great inputs, great quality, and a great amount of attention to detail on the things that you've agreed. However, it's possible that a stickler could prompt a misconception. Because we have a familiarity with that joker, that Jobsworth, the person who's never going to give you everything. Because of that, when somebody's being a stickler for the details, it can come across as being similar to the Jobsworth. So, for example, yesterday's team member that did the one job off the list and left. It's possible that they had a commitment to the job they were doing here, which was just one thing that they'd either agreed with somebody else in the team, or at least in their head, they had a clear idea, that's all I'm doing here because I've got to do these other things today and I don't want to let anybody down on these other commitments. So if that's you, if you're that person who wants to ensure you meet all your commitments and do that to the best of your ability, the extra ingredient that you need to add into your armory is the bit that our team member missed yesterday, which is clear communication. You see, when our team member left yesterday, he didn't communicate with anyone. He just did the one job and left, leaving everybody to second guess, everybody to wonder, is he literally just that Jobsworth? On closer inspection, he may just be a stickler. He may just be that person who's, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to go and do that, because that's how I've planned it out in my head. That's what's going to ensure I meet my commitments. So all he needed to do was communicate that nice and clearly to the other people that were here. So if you've got that stickler in your team, sit down with them and clarify exactly what's needed over the next week. And talk to them about this difference between minimum and maximum. Now, as a stickler, they'll guarantee you the minimum. But if you can talk to them about a little bit of flex and the requirement for fluid communication over the course of the next week, because there are some unknowns, at least then when they've done their minimum and they're thinking they're moving on to something else, you can have a conversation that makes sense to them, because it's, that was what we originally agreed. There are some of these things that have changed as we thought they may. Can you now do the maximum? And typically a stickler will recognize that that's fair and they'll give you everything they've got. So as I say, if you're a stickler, recognize the importance of communication and ensure that whatever's going on in your head is aligned with everybody else around you. However, if you're a Jobsworth, go and find yourself a job that's not customer facing, because you will irritate and upset, and actually people will start to think, why do we actually have you here in the first place? If for you a job is nothing more than a paycheck, that's absolutely fine. Just don't do something where maybe everyone else around you, the culture of the team that you're working in, is much more about discretionary effort and going the extra mile. Or if that's the expectations of the people you're working for, make sure you tell them, that isn't me. I'm much happier where I can literally do the bare minimum and move on at my own pace. Because that's absolutely fine. That's your choice. Just don't work in a team where the expectations are very different. Okay, I hope that's helped you if you've got a Jobsworth or a Stickler in your team. Let me know if that's been helpful, and I'll see you back here again next week. Take care.